I think the most important thing is, as chair of this commission, I'm impressed by what's going on in the state. I don't find a lot of reluctance to do the right thing. And our job in the commission is to encourage doing the right things. We're not a regulatory agency. We're kind of an environment, we're a system set up to aid the system. So, you know, we'll just keep at it and hope we'll succeed.
Do you believe Massachusetts is going to reach the benchmark of, I think it's 3.6% growth in health costs this year?
You know, it looks encouraging. It's hard to tell. We won't know. And basically the benchmark, you know, is for next year. And some of the major providers say that they're going to stick within that, if not beat it. So, as I said, it's a little early to tell for sure, but it looks encouraging.
Is the implementation of the Federal Affordable Care Act, which is just rolled out as of the 1st of October, is that going to impact Massachusetts in a positive or a negative way when it comes to trying to control healthcare costs?
Well, we've been fortunate in a way because we have essentially had our own health reform for a longer period of time since 2006. So we in Massachusetts have by far the lowest uninsured rate. So we're not going to see the kinds of pretty basic changes that will be occurring in other parts of the country first. So that's not going to have much of an impact. Second, as I pointed out before, our payers and our providers are really much ahead of the curve in terms of trying out these new things. So from our vantage point, it will have, for the most part, either a positive or no impact. I don't really see – there are some technical issues that are going to have to be changed, but I don't really see very many negative aspects of the Affordable Care Act in Massachusetts.
What do you see as some of the innovative ways, or maybe one innovative way that you'd like to highlight that that the Massachusetts healthcare providers are responding to this effort to keep down costs?
Well, okay, so there are several. First, we are way ahead in terms of our health information technology, which links the patient to the various providers, whether they're primary care or specialists or hospitals. They all know what's going on. There's less black box, in, if you will. They really have a better sense of what's been done before. And so there's less need for duplicative services or redundant services. So that's one thing. Second, there's more of an emphasis on trying to provide basic care at the primary care level, that we have a substantial growth in what we call patient-centered medical homes, which are much more comprehensive care systems at the basic level. Third, our hospitals are really trying to integrate their care better. And as important, there's a lot more emphasis on after the patient leaves the hospital, to try to prevent them from needing to come back for what we call unnecessary readmissions. So there's a lot of improvements going on.
If you could suggest something for either the insurance companies or the healthcare providers to do to further control costs, what would it be?
Well, I think at the end, everyone needs, you know, they need a stand, you know, to recognize that this is not a short-term phenomena. As I said, we were impressed by the kinds of changes they're talking about. I've seen some of these before, and unfortunately in the past, when pressure began to build from, say, inflation or something like that, they sort of forgot about the positives and went back to doing what they were doing before. So it's not that they don't know what to do. It's more that they stick to it. Now, the one thing I should say that the commission is trying to do, we have a fund set up to provide resources for community hospitals throughout the state to help them with the kind of infrastructure you need to do the new information technologies, the new, the something called care coordination, where you bring in individuals who are not necessarily physicians or even nurses to help patients. And I do want to emphasize that the patients have a role here, too. We need, as patients, to be better educated on really how to use our system wisely. So, you know, I think we need to keep at it. It's not a question of doing something that they don't know about.